You are tuned to 90.3 WZBC in Newton, and this is part two of Expanding Awareness, on which I do conduct live interviews most often regarding the paranormal, holistic health, and we cover progressive ideas and such. And with us now in studio is Christy Burst.
Borst,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Of Healing Resonance. And she is an international speaker and writer and a fractal artist and a channel for divine healing energy. And she was born with this ability to help people. And she facilitates them finding their own healing space. And as a young age, she was told to shut down her gift, which she has had as a toddler, and forgot it was part of her. And only the last few years, she recently has discovered that in herself. And she will also be speaking at the Body Mind Experience. And what do you mean by healing resonance?
Healing resonance is the name that came to me as I started working with people as the name to call my company. And it's really hard to describe how I work with people and heal them, because there's almost like a magic or a connection that it's hard to put in words in our language. But if you think of clocks that tend to go to the same time, or you had mentioned to me earlier that musical instruments will do that, I offer a vibrational signature, a frequency, a level of light and love that allows that person's body, mind, soul to reach the same resonance with mine, and at that point they can more easily heal.
All right. Again, you did say it's difficult to describe, all right, I come to you. All right, I have arthritis in my foot. how do you begin to work with that?
Typically what would happen, Victor, is that I would have the person provide to me what I call my intake form. And on that, they note on these little models of the body where they're having pain. And I get that form at least 24 hours in advance of their session. And as I sit with that, sometimes I get intuitive messages about what the source of that actual pain is. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes it's more in the live setting when I'm working with the person. So what a session would be like, whether we're in person in my space in Wells, Maine, or over the phone, is that I talk to them first about where they're at and what their situation is and how long maybe the physical problem has been manifesting. And then I have them lie down fully dressed on a massage table, and I connect in with them energetically. And so as I do that, as I just mentioned, they are brought to that space of balance and calm that I'm offering. And if there is something, sometimes there's actually like a physical or an emotional block that's causing physical problems, and I'm able to sense that. And if the person is ready and willing to release it, I can almost like physically remove it from their body and energy layers.
Would you consider yourself being a medical intuitive?
I would say probably not, because I don't. Like, if I just met somebody, I wouldn't know necessarily what's going on with them. It's more when somebody asks me for help, I'm able to help them. if that makes sense. So for me, I think of a medical intuitive being more like you're having stomach aches and you go to someone and they say, oh, it's your gallbladder. Or, you know, it's to me, the medical intuitives I've known have been more physically based. Whereas I would say maybe I'm an emotional intuitive. So what happens for me is that, for example, I had a woman that was coming to me, and she actually came to me for something else, and she was having hip pain, which she didn't mention at first. And the way that my process works is that I ask the person to share almost like biofeedback with me of what they're feeling as I'm, you know, working with different parts of their bodies. And when I got to her feet, she said, I should have told you my hip hurts. So I went to her hip, and as soon as I connected in with her hip, in my head I heard father. And so I said to her, you know, how's your relationship with your father? And she said, well, it's better now, but it was really tough when I was a kid, and he was, you know, always belittling me. And so we worked through a process of healing that pain from the childhood. And when she got off the table, the pain was gone.
Now, is there always a emotional component to one's malady that has befallen them?
I don't know if there always is, but it's so interrelated. You know, we are not just physical beings. We're mind, body, spirit, and we focus so much in our society on the physical body, but we're so much more than that. And so the work that I'm doing and the gift that I have can affect the other dimensions of the being, of the person, that we don't normally focus on.
Now, talk to us how you came to know of your ability to heal.
Okay. It's kind of a long story, but I will kind of fast track it. I kind of had this like almost awakening, I guess I would say, in 2010, and started really reading a lot of metaphysical things and exploring if boundaries that I had been taught were really real. And I kind of concluded that, you know, we really set our own boundaries, and sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes they're from our parents. And so through this whole process, I did take a few energy healing classes. I've taken Reiki and quantum touch, electromagnetic frequency balancing technique, and I'm a oneness blessing giver. And none of that really like was my door, though, kind of surprisingly. And then in 2012, I started being able to heal myself. If I cut myself, I could like make it, you know, stop bleeding pretty much right away. And I did burn myself on the oven, and I had just read an article about timelines, various timelines and multiple timelines, and I said to myself, well, I can just go to another timeline where I didn't burn myself. Hmm. And in the morning, my arm was pink, but it wasn't, you know, as burned as it should have been. So the turning point for me was when I actually had a psychic reading with someone, and he basically started saying, you know, you're a great healer, right? And I thought that he could see me like healing myself, but he actually said that, he wouldn't back down. And then finally I said, well, if I am, I can't seem to get there from here. And he said, that's because when you were a child, you know, you had this ability and you shut it down, or you were told to shut it down. And as soon as he said that, I had a flashback to what had happened to me as a child and healing myself. And I asked him, he was a Native American, I asked him to help me release any contracts I had made with my parents to shut down my gift. And pretty much after that point it started. I had a knowing when I would see people that I could help them, and I would ask if I could help them, and they, you know, back pain was healed.
Yeah, talk to us about some more maybe dramatic results that you've seen with people who you've worked with.
Okay. Pretty much things that people might think that they have to live with. Like, people may think they have, like, seasonal allergies, but a lot of times I've worked with people and those have, like, totally gone away. I've had people that have had... like, I had one person who had a skin rash over, like, 60% of his body, and had tried, you know, diet, dermatologist, allergist, even had gone to Leahy Clinic and was basically just put on prednisone, and he has perfectly normal skin now, just from clearing emotional things that he was, that were tied to his skin. Depression, I've helped people with depression and people who have suffered from sexual or mental physical abuse as a child. My gift is really tends to be any kind of long-term hurt. I'm able to help people
even with accidents, with bone accidents, things like that, car accidents?
Car accidents, yes. Yes and no. It depends on, I mean, I can't, like, immediately change, like, bone structure and things like that. But many times the pain that's in the body is not necessarily a physical. It's an emotional memory that's kind of stuck there. For example, I had a session with a woman who... fell in a grocery store in 2000, and then was in a was rear-ended in 2001. So she's been in constant pain that whole time, and she had neuropathy in her feet. And in one session, she went down to like zero pain, and it was you know. And I don't know. I don't always know exactly what I'm releasing, but something that was holding the pain in her body was able to be released.
Do you believe in a karmic component to one's problems?
I do believe in karma, and I do believe that in the past, karma has played a big part in our lives, but I feel that the energies that we're living in now in this particular time are allowing us to clear karmic debts. And also heal ancestral problems. So, for example, if someone you know, if they've their grandmother had diabetes and their mother had diabetes, they don't have to own that they're going to have diabetes. They could be the one that heals that bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Brilliantly. Okay, I want to open up the phone lines here at 617-552-4686, 617-552-4686 for your questions for Christy on the topic of healing resonance. And I understand that you do work over the phone, and you work via Skype as well. How is that different from having a person being present with you, if it is?
For some people, it's actually I do have some people who have done both, and sometimes initially they like to come to me first, but. As far as the actual energy work goes, sometimes it can be more powerful when the person is in their own space and they're actually not distracted by being in a different place or, you know, different sounds. So as far as I'm concerned, it really doesn't matter as long as the person is open. because they have to be open to share with me, because it's not me like healing them. This is a partnership. This is us working together. So I don't know all that they know. So they have to share with me, you know, in order for me to help them.
Okay, the number here is 617-552-4686, 617-552-4686. Now, are you willing to work with people who call in now at the station regarding insights into whatever they may be experiencing, whether it's physical pain or emotional conditions?
It's going to probably depend on how much time we can take per call, or if we just, you know, do one or something.
Call again later.
Whoops. Good morning. You're in the air.
Hey, Victor. And I just come in late. I was out earlier. Hey, I was wondering, I was reading something today, and it jumped out off the page, and it had to do with dissociation.
Okay. What about that?
Well, in regards to childhood trauma.
I'm not sure if I understand if you're asking a question.
I just kind of want to get some idea what dissociation means, you know, because it indicates that in the reading that sometimes as children we sort of shut out our parents when we're very young for whatever reason that is, and then in elder life we end up shutting a lot of other people out too.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. I think a lot of rape victims tend to disassociate. Kind of leave your body. So, I think that can carry over to your present life.
Yeah, well, I kind of definitely think it, because I was reading meditation and all of a sudden it was all about dissociation, and I just realized, wow, I can identify with that, because it's hard for me to make really friends. I can go out in the world, I'm very social and, you know, talk to anybody, but at the same time I hang out with my cat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he may suffer from the same thing I'm suffering from. Who knows? That's why we get along so well. We disassociate each other. But
I don't know that I would necessarily feel that as disassociation, more like maybe a hurt to your self-worth space.
Yeah, that would make sense, because if it was trauma, that's exactly what most likely it would affect it in some way like that.
Do you have stomach problems at all?
Not really. I love to eat, and I really don't have that many stomach problems,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I have been on a medication for reflux, so I take it on a daily basis.
Okay.
And that covers that. Well, I'm going to have to look into it, because I'm probably going to have to go into it. I'm working with a therapist now, but this thing just jumped off the page today.
All righty. Okay, thanks for the question.
Hey, you all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Could I speak just for a moment about the mind-body
experiential
event?
Sure, of course.
Yes. And just, I am going to be doing a workshop at the Mind Body Experiential Expo. And the way that works is you basically can go and you pay admission, and you can go to many different workshops by different people offered throughout the day. Mine is being offered at 1:45, and I believe the topic I talked about is how we can choose our life, we can choose our outlook, and having an exceptional life experience by being in an exceptional frame of mind. And I'm going to give some strategies to people for how they can make little tweaks in their everyday life to be able to find more joy.
Now, do you work at all with visualizations and the idea that you create your own reality?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yeah, there was a YouTube that I watched early on, actually before I started doing the healing work, that was very enlightening to me, and that was a little tag on to the movie What the Bleep Do We Know?
Yeah, I've
and
seen that.
It's a little video with Dr. Quantum, and it's talking about this double slit experiment with quantum physics and how everything exists as a wave of potential, and we as observers collapse that wave into a single incident. And so when you realize the sheer power that we have as the observers of our own reality, and you seize that power to be able to see what you want and choose what you want, then you realize that the phrase, quote-unquote, mere mortal is really just a fallacy, and we, you know, we do have power.
Now, what do you say to somebody who is in a life sucks mode, and they have real events befalling them? Okay, mm-hmm. They have physical problems. Maybe they lost somebody that they love. It's hard just to say, you know, be happy, smile.
Right. It is, but one thing to realize is that energy attracts like energy. So once you kind of get into that that mode of, you know, seeing everything as black or, you know, gray and ugly, then that's what you're going to be focusing on, and that's what you're going to be drawing to you. So it comes down to, I think, making a choice that you want to maybe break that pattern of the emotion that you've been living in. And you might be able to do it yourself. You might, you know, there might be different ways there definitely are different ways for different people. For example, the mind-body yoga that Danielle was talking about, that could be a way for somebody seeking a teamwork healing relationship with someone like me could be a way. Going to a support group could be a way. You know, there are many ways for people to break out of what they're in, but the first thing is they have to ask for help. And that can be hard for some people.
Now, with your healing work, does it ever not work?
Yes.
And why would that be?
Well, I had a woman just the other day who didn't tell me until like the last 10 minutes of her session that she's empathic, which means she can feel other people's feelings. So she kind of puts a wall around herself. And she has done that wall so well that she wasn't able to let me in to help her. So if somebody is able to trust me and to open up, then I would say it works. It pretty much always works. If they can't, if they're not able to share with me something that is part of the session, like typically either I get some sort of aha moment in the session or the person does. And if they're not able to share that, then we can't go to that space. So I have to kind of release myself from the outcome, because the outcome is not totally in my control. I'm kind of here as a tool for people and a tool for God, source, divine energy to come through, but I can't control it to how the person takes it or whether they accept it or... do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Do you ever work with animals, with pets?
I have worked with a couple of pets. The kind of most remarkable one was a very high-strung dog. I was actually working with his person and on a distance call, and he came and laid next to her with his front paws crossed and his back paws crossed. And all of a sudden she goes, "Oh my goodness." And I was like, "Well, what's going on?" And she said, "It's Russell, my dog. He's laying here perfectly still." And so I said, "Is that unusual?" She said, "Oh yeah, he's always high strung." So I said, "Is it okay if I connect in with him?" And she said, "Yes." So I just kind of telepathically said to the dog, "You know, you like the space of calm and peace. You can come back to this anytime you want." And that was kind of it. We kind of went on with our session. And I saw her a couple days later, and she said that the neighbor had actually come to see if the dog was okay because the dog wasn't barking anymore. So that was a situation where the dog had come to my energy. So he was open to my energy. So the person, the spirit, the soul has to be open and seeking my help. So
okay, beyond the upcoming expo, how can people get in touch with you? Is there a website, phone number to call?
Yeah, I have a website which I'm using for this show. It's healingboston.us or healingboston.us. And my phone number is 401-466-4901. And I do have the availability through my website for people to book sessions. I do typically suggest that people have 3 sessions, and this kind of gets back to your asking if I can help everybody. Sometimes for people that have been really guarded for a long time, the first session serves as just a trust building and having the person understand what the process is about and feel what it feels like to feel their self as energy, feel energy in their bodies. I have a wealth of information on my website. I have some healing videos. I have MP3s on there. So I do have a lot of information on there to help people. I also want to mention that I am going to be selling my energy and form healing artwork at the show. I have everything from note cards to canvas prints, and people can see those online as well.
Okay. Once again, where and when is the upcoming event that people can experience your work and your talk?
This is, we're talking about the Mind-Body Experiential Event and Expo, which is May 31st. It's a Sunday. It starts with a showing of The Connection, which is a movie, at 9 a.m. And then I believe the expo area opens at 10:30, and then the workshops are throughout the day. My particular workshop is at 1:45. It's being held at the Arlington High School, which is at 869 Massachusetts Avenue in Arlington.
Okay, thank you very much for expanding our awareness.
My pleasure, Victor. Thank you for
having
me on.
Healing Resonance, and next week we'll have other practitioners on who are appearing at that workshop as well.